If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today. Not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Every single day, we talk about the case of Rex Heuermann, the alleged Long Island serial killer. It gets a little more crazy, and this week was, not anything different than what we've seen. Very par for the course. Everything from 50 Cent being involved in their lives now with a documentary, all the way to becoming pen pals with the happy-faced killer. Yes, the happy-faced killer is now a pen pal of Rex Heuermann. We even have the letter to read and take a look at. This seems to me like something out of a movie. Most of this has felt like it's out of a movie. But Keith Jesperson reaching out and trying to give advice to Rex Heuermann, and then Rex being very appreciative. I think I counted him saying thank you at least six times in that short two-page response. It didn't feel like it was coming from someone who felt very innocent at all. It felt more like, oh, you got me. That's what I was taking out of it. Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent, joining us to discuss. What was your feelings on that new pen pal relationship that Rex has going on?
You know, with Heuermann, we don't actually have to try to find things to talk about. He gives us more things to talk about, like you said, every day, every week. Mm-hmm. This is one of them. I mean, you can't predict what some of these people are going to do. So as with all these things that you and I talk about, Tony, I kind of start off with what I do first after I read or see something. And the first thing I did was I looked up how common is it for serial killers to correspond? Because that really struck me. That is really weird and odd.
Yeah.
And it is extremely rare. The BTK killer corresponded with Jeffrey Dahmer.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that to be interesting. And then Manson and then John Wayne Gacy, known as the Killer Clown. That's pretty much it. It's a very rare occasion. And so that's the first thing that struck me. Then the second thing that struck me, as you highlighted, was he was appreciative of the advice from a convicted serial killer. That's interesting. But the thing that even strikes me more is here is a very highly educated guy. I mean, he's a Manhattan architect, works in a big firm. It doesn't look like he's hurting for money with his gun collection. I can't even imagine how much that thing's worth. And so here's an instance where someone that comes across, especially with his background in education, what people are saying is a very confident, arrogant kind of guy. he turned away, admittedly, to the Happy Face Killer. He turned away every single letter in LDP or correspondence that people want to have with him. But the one he actually listened to is from a convicted serial killer.
Mm-hmm. In the letter itself, he says, "I've received letters from this person and that person, but you are the only one I want to reply back and forth with." What does that tell you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't help him. Most of these things, because we talk about them, it goes to the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
It does not help him in the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
And so that's, it's one of those things, it's because it's so rare, you kind of get flabbergasted by it. Things I have to look up is I have to look it up because it's rare. We don't see it that often.
I mean, it starts to make you, have others gone on that we are unaware of like this? I mean, it's a very small club when you break it down as far as people who would be able to relate to one another in that sort of a situation. Jesperson advised Huerman in some of the letters to admit guilt if he's guilty, reflecting on his own personal experience and legal process, basically saying, don't put your family through this. Don't put yourself through this. Don't put the victims through it. If you did it, just do it. They're going to get you. And I don't know. Jesperson seems like an interesting character. He was just admitted, I believe, to an eighth victim not that long ago, or was convicted of it. And his daughter, actually, is the other individual who reached out to Asa Elrup. And this is the one who helped create that GoFundMe page initially for Asa at the very beginning. We didn't really know a whole heck of a lot, trying to relate, saying, look, I've been in this situation before. My father was accused of this, was convicted of this. It's very few people there, are in that club of having a father or a loved one who's been convicted of something like this. So, I mean, I think it's admirable on the surface if Asa has nothing to do with any of these things, and certainly admirable on the part of Jesperson's daughter for doing that, because I think she did it with pure and good intent. But it seems like that's how the relationship may have been started, by daughter of Jesperson, and then all of a sudden, hey, maybe dad should write a letter to old Rex. I don't know. You can't make it up. And where this goes, I don't know. It's really very shocking. One of the things Huerman wrote back says, thank you for your letters and advice. They have been a help and comfort to me. I do understand what you have said, and I have taken it to heart, just as you have said as well.
I'm rooting for the Happy Face Killer. he's trying to advise him to confess.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
And, when it comes to motivations, so Happy Face Killer, he's on podcasts, and so he's getting notoriety by doing these things and grandiosity, and so it kind of plays into that whole serial killer modus operandi and to get himself in the spotlight by reaching out to Huerman. So his behavior is not striking, and the striking behavior is Huerman's during this. It would have been better for Huerman to even say, I get a lot of letters. I do my best to correspond and reply to everyone.
Yeah.
But he said, no, I turn everyone down, but you.
You're the one I want to hear from.
And it would have been better too. So here's where you could actually, he could have done a better job. Boy, hope he doesn't hear this, because you don't want to give him advice. It would have even been better. Hey, I really appreciate what your daughter has done for my wife. That's why I'm responding to say thank you.
There was no mention of that in the letter whatsoever.
Which says a lot by not what people say, but what they don't say. As we're just analyzing Murdoch about what he said, he was all self-centered and self-focused. And we got the same thing going on here, where this was him, not anything about how he was destroyed by this whole thing or his wife was. It's just a mess.
How's the butter in federal prison? Because it sucks in state. Literally part of the letter.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story
after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.